It's time for a monthly check-in on Randolph County SB 40. Your tax dollars at work to support the developmentally disabled in our county. And Julie Doherty is in, the interim director of RCDDS and director of case management. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Plans are for a big picnic coming up in September. I think this is an annual event, is it not?
It is. For the last 7 years, we've had the picnic for individuals that we support, their families. In the last few years specifically, a lot of agencies in the county that work with our individuals have become involved in volunteering their time and their effort and donated food and raffle prizes and games. So it's become a huge event for the population that we serve in the community, and we just wanted to start talking about it. There's some things that we do to prepare for that. There's a committee that's made up of different representatives to plan the picnic. MPPS, formerly known as the Shelter Workshop, some of their board members, specifically Marsha Bain, has always been instrumental in preparing for the picnic. Our staff prepare, our agencies that we work with prepare for the picnic. So it's a big deal.
And when is the picnic?
It is September 28th, and it will be out at Rothwell Park. We do send information out to our families. One of the things that we do like the community to know is, in an effort to help raise funds and proceeds for the picnic, we do have a raffle every year. And so this year, the Restorative Justice Program out at the prison has made a couple of cornhole games for us that are sports themed, and tickets are $1 each or 6 for $5.
And where can you get these tickets?
You can get them at our office at 628 North Morley at our RCDDS office. You can pick them up. Some of our provider agencies who are very involved in the picnic also have the tickets at their office. ICANN Missouri Foundation, Palmer Home Care, the Sheltered Workshop has the tickets. And then the Chamber of Commerce has also made them available at their office.
Are these the actual cornhole boards, if you will?
They are. The they are.
So listen, I'm looking at these. This is perfect for tailgating season.
It is. They are sports themed. We thought that that would catch the eye of many people.
You got a Mizzou one. You got a Kansas City Chiefs one. So just in time for football season. That'll be good. So how will the funds, again, help support?
We do solicit donations from the community for like door prizes every year, but we do have donations from a lot of our providers, ICANN Missouri Foundation, Braun Homes here in Moberly, Palmer Home Care. A lot of them donate their time, their staff, and some monetary donations for food. We have a dinner that evening, and then there's a dance, and then we have door prizes, and every client that we support gets a t-shirt. But then families are also offered the opportunity to buy extra t-shirts, which helps fund the picnic as well.
Okay, that's September 28th in Rothwell Park, and if you'd like to help out, you can get into that drawing for the cornhole boards. Chiefs and Tigers. All right, Julie, while we got you in, let's get an update on RCDDS operations. What's going on?
Well, this time of year is pretty busy for us as we work to develop our next year's budget. So as we look at the number of staff we have and how we support families, we have about 17 staff in our RCDDS operations. We support 227 clients in Randolph County. But we also continue to provide case management to local counties, as we have done for the last few years. Sheridan County and now Carroll County in Carrollton, we provide local case management to both of those counties as well. So we have case managers in small offices there so that they are easily accessible to our folks that we support there. And so all of the money that we generate in those counties goes to pay for the staff. So none of our Randolph County tax levy goes to pay for any of the operations in the other counties.
Okay, so extending the reach, and that 227 clients, so it just continues to grow. How's your, so 17 staff members?
We
do.
Are
you always looking, is that the right number to have, or does it continue to grow with the client's needs?
We grow as we have more clients that come into our intake process. We then determine if we need staff to support them. We try to keep our case managers you know, the number of families that they see manageable. And so when we reach a level where we might need to hire somebody new, we determine that based on our client growth.
Okay, so what would a tip, what would a case manager do involved in a week? How many clients, how many families would they serve?
We typically have a case manager that sees anywhere from 35 to 45 clients or families. Some we see more often than others, depending on their needs. And so they might talk to them, you know, on a monthly basis. It might be every few months, just depending on what they need. So as we grow, we get our intakes and our clients from Department of Mental Health. A client has to be determined eligible through the state before we can begin working with them. So as we get more intakes, we just determine if we need to hire new people.
Now, getting that process started probably can be a little intimidating for families. Can you help them out if they'd like to get started and be state eligible, I guess?
We have a lot of people that call us. We do put information out there, you know, not just the radio, but we do go to school fairs and things to get our information out there about case management and what we do. And so we do direct people and are able to direct them to who to call to start the process.
All right. Another way you know how to serve the community is you have satisfaction surveys. Are those out now or will they be coming out?
We will be mailing those out in the next couple of weeks. Because we contract with the state and the Department of Mental Health, they do require that we send them out every year just to show that we are doing the work that we have promise them that we will do. But also it's more important to us because we want to know how we're doing. We want the families to know that we do care about their input and that it's really important that if there's improvements or things that they would like to see us do differently, that's the opportunity for them to voice those things.
All right. So is that coming by mail or is it electronic they can fill out? Or
we do mail them. We have tried it electronically in the past or by email. We have just found that sending them by mail works the best. Mm-hmm. So they will be coming out to all our families here in the next couple of weeks.
All right. So make sure you get those in. Julie Doherty is in with me, Director of Case Management and the Interim Executive Director for RCDDS. Well, let's shift to another agency in town, and you got some folks that are going to be making a trip to D.C., right?
We do. So as we prepare our budget, as most people know, the MPPS, which is formerly known as the Shelter Workshop, they now go by Mid-Missouri Productivity and Packaging Specialist. So MPPS for short. They kind of restructured and renamed just so that they were better suited for the employment that they provide individuals. And the name was better suited to what they're gearing to doing. But a lot of the tax levy, the voters passed that to help support the workshop. And so we do still do a lot of funding and a lot of work with them. We try to keep up with all the things that they're doing. So a few months ago, they formed a advocacy group and they call it A-Team. And it's a group of certified employees at the workshop who want to advocate for shelter workshops. Nationwide, there is a big push for discussion on sheltered workshops and subminimum wage discussions. But a lot of us think that it's very important that they are important. You know, shelter workshops, there is a place for those and for people that work there because a lot of people that work there are very successful. And so this A-Team advocacy group is going to Washington, D.C. Next week on July 16th, they will be leaving for a trip to advocate for sheltered workshop and dignified employment.
Mm, very good. So that a chance to get the ear of a congressman maybe, or is that, or who will they be?
We hope so. They have actually made several trips over the last few years to Jefferson City, to our local state capital, to advocate. So this is a huge trip, a trip of a lifetime for a lot of them. They did ask for some funding through our Senate Bill 40 to finance the trip. And we thought it's really great that they want to be a voice, a nationwide voice for where they work. And they had some pretty good spokesmen at our board meeting. And so those individuals, I think, are going to represent Randolph County and Missouri well.
Yeah, and we've had some of them in studio before.
Yes.
And they make a very provocative case. So is it just wages? Is it what types of things will they advocate for? Condition? Yeah, because I know we've got a great product here, but maybe that's not always the case across this country.
A lot of the discussion does center around pay of the employees, but a lot of it, you do have to have be eligible to work in a shelter workshop. You have to have a disability. And so a lot of the discussion always centers around, is it segregated employment? Mm-hmm. But I know MPPS has had a lot of discussion and a lot of partnerships with local businesses. They do a lot of work with Cardinal Health and a lot of other businesses here in town so that the work isn't just segregated to piecework or workshop. They are making a great effort in working with businesses throughout the community for competitive wages.
Good. All right. Will they get to sightsee any, you think?
I think there was some discussion about that. So we'll see. A lot of the individuals were excited. A lot of them had never left the state of Missouri or even this county. And so they did want to do a little sightseeing along the way.
So that's a huge step for them. All right. Yeah. Great trip to D.C. Well, Julie, anything else we want to talk about?
I don't think so. I think as we go on, we'll discuss more about as we develop our budget. A lot of the budget tax dollars that we do put forth are, of course, for the shelter workshop so that a lot of our individuals can continue to work there. We do offer, tax dollar opportunities for other agencies, ICANN Missouri Foundation, our county's People First Advocacy Group. A lot of different opportunities that we take into consideration when we're developing our budget and what we can afford to fund.
Okay, if our listeners would like more information, run your case management program, whatever it may be, the picnic, whatever's going on, how can they reach you?
You can call our office at 269-8875, or you can stop by our office, which is still at 628 North Morley, for any information that you need. If you ever have questions, pick up the phone or drop by. There's always somebody there that can help you.
All right, Julie, thanks for dropping by.
Thank you.
All right, Julie Doherty from RCDDS, my guest on our Senate Bill 40 program on Quicksland this morning. Big Dad.